Time to get ready.
Of course. Ready for what?
It's the big interview. Thinking big, living big, talking big with market strategists, money managers, economists, authors, and more.
Get ready to feel the thunder.
Long chats with big brains meant to give you a better view of the big picture.
As far as brains go, I got the lion's share.
As money life goes big time.
Big reason for this success is you.
Literally.
And today we are going big time with Gina Mitchell. She is the president of the Stable Value Association. And if you don't know what a stable value fund is, well, my hope would be if you didn't know that they weren't available to you, because they're not available to everyone. But I think that if they are available to you, you definitely want to look at them, particularly in the environment we have right now, the interest rate environment that we have right now, where between the rate environment and the rules changing, we have seen a lot of companies that do money market funds kind of shifting and changing what they do. In fact, many of them are getting out of the money fund business altogether. So for you, if you're in a retirement plan and you're faced with, hey, what do I do with this money fund? Do I have a stable value option? Those are things that you definitely want to consider. Now, if you want more information on stable value funds and how they work, check out stablevalue.org. We have links up to the Money Life Show at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page that'll help you. You can also go on Twitter, where the Stable Value Association is at Stable Value. Gina Mitchell, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Under most circumstances, stable value funds are something that is about as far removed from the news as you could get. Like, it's the kind of thing that as a journalist, if I write one column about them, I don't need to write another one for a couple of years. But I think I'm right that right now, given what's been going on with money market funds and the changes in the rules, there are some things that people really ought to know, aren't there?
Absolutely. First, you know, stable value is only offered in defined contribution plans. So if you have a 401k, 403b, 457 plan, if you're state and local, and even if you're a member of the federal thrift plan, their G fund is a stable value fund. So it's only offered in DC plans, and that's one of the reasons why you don't see stable value making the headlines quite a bit, like a money market fund has been. Stable value is a conservative, low-risk option in defined contribution plans. It has consistently outperformed money market funds. Right now, stable value is returning 2.04%. That's beating head and shoulders above money market funds. So we've seen a lot of people who have 401k investments look to stable value if they're looking for a low-risk investment. What stable value brings to the table is capital preservation plus a consistent positive return. And that's one of the things people look for. So if you're, you know, approaching retirement, you may want to look at stable value a little bit more because you don't want to put your principal at risk and you want to have a consistent return. If you're, you know, bridging or getting into retirement, you can turn to stable value to provide that stream of income that you need. Additionally, we see people who are looking to take on more risk in their portfolio turn to stable value because it has the least relationship to equities.
Right.
So it's a great complement in your 401k. You could use it to, you know, turn the dial and do what you want in your 401k.
And what people should understand, and of course, just because you have a 401k or a defined contribution plan doesn't mean that they actually make a stable value fund available to you, because that doesn't happen in every plan. But if there's one available, you should understand that as we make the comparison to money market funds and talk about money market returns, well, money market funds are ultra safe. And everybody's worried since you had, you know, the whole blow up back in 2008 with the Reserve Primary Fund, which my mother happened to own, about breaking the buck and what have you, that, you know, gee, are we going to be ultimately as safe as possible? Now, with a stable value fund, people need to understand that the way they get the increased yield is that they go with longer maturities. And then they also frequently, if not always, they wrap some of those securities with insurance contracts to sort of make sure there's going to be a specific minimum return, correct?
Absolutely. There's two components to a stable value fund. There's the underlying portfolio, which is diversified conservative bond portfolio, and then a stable value investment contract. And they're different types of contracts, but what they really do is they smooth the returns of the underlying portfolio over the duration, which is typically now about three years. Over the life of the fund. So they take out that interest rate volatility. So anytime, like your mom or my mom would make a transaction, it's always going to be at the principal plus accumulated interest.
Okay. So now let's take a look at something, maybe piece it together for folks, because one thing that we know is that money market funds, well, right now they basically offer a zero return. And even when rates start to go up, which nobody's forecasting immediately, but everybody is forecasting for the not too distant future, well, money funds will probably take whatever increase they get and at least at first sort of go, hey, we were waiving expenses. We'll take those expenses back and keep you with virtually nothing. Stable value funds are already making more. But how do stable value funds typically respond to a rising rate environment?
Great question. The trade-off in a stable value fund is that as rates rise, the returns on a stable value fund are going to rise too. They may rise a little bit more slowly. As rates decline, you know, you're going to see that drop-off be slow too. But I think this is really a different environment that we're looking at. You know, the Fed has been signaling for, what, about a year and a half that it's going to increase rates and it's going to do it incrementally. So, you know, you're going to, if they do it as they typically have at a quarter a point, I think you're going to see stable value keeping up and be continuing to be competitive with money market funds and intermediate bond funds because these, you know, everyone is positioning themselves to take advantage of when those rates spike. And we've done studies, we've looked at stable value over a 36-year cycle. And I think over those 36 years, there's been six different interest rate cycles. And stable value has consistently outperformed money market funds, and it has equaled intermediate bond funds over the long term.
How does somebody use this? Because, of course, money funds are where you wind up placing your cash. And, of course, money funds are outside of your defined contribution plan. They could also be inside of it, but
right.
Not real reason to keep it there because you're deferring income, but you're not getting any income. Should people be considering stable value as if I'm going to park cash in my retirement plan, this is the way to do it? I mean, it's not a money market fund. It's also not really a short-term bond fund. It's this hybrid, as we've been discussing.
Right.
But how does somebody sort of factor where it belongs in the asset allocation? Because it's not pure cash, but it's also not pure bond.
That's a great point. I like to think of stable value in its truest sense is a great diversification vehicle. So it can be that fixed income component in your overall in your portfolio allocation. So, you know, it can take both the role of cash and your intermediate bond allocation in your 401k. The other thing to think about too is when I look at it as kind of a barbell, when you're just beginning to save, like millennials who had terrible experiences, they saw their, you know, they got out of school when the market crashed, they had student debt, they saw what happened to their parents with their retirement savings, and they've been, you know, they're not really gung-ho about equities in the stock market. They're a little bit shy about that. This is a way for them to kind of get their feet wet. You know, invest in stable value, build up your capital, and use it to get into equities because it can cut the risk, that volatility, that downside that equities have, and couple it with the higher return that equities also have. The other part of it, the barbell, is when people get close to retirement or are in retirement, you know, they really should look at stable value because it provides that capital preservation for them that they really want, as well as a predictable income stream. It's, you know, a conservative, positive stream, and that's what you want when you're near retirement or you're in retirement. You want to be able to count all that money in the bank, and you can do that with stable value. You know, during the when we had the market crash, stable value was one of the few asset classes that performed positively. They delivered 4.8% return in 2008. And I think equities at the time were like a negative 35.
That's correct. That's about where equities were. Quickly, because we are almost out of time, with the changes we're seeing in the money fund business, do you expect we're going to see any significant growth in the stable value game? As I said, they're not exactly offered in every 401k plan. Do you think we're going to see significant additions to their availability, even though they have to stay within the DC world?
Absolutely. Plan sponsors, employers have until October of 2016, and we're already to make a change, and we're already seeing plan sponsors look to provide people with that conservative, low-risk investment and with certainty. And you get that certainty with stable value. And unfortunately, the reforms that were introduced put a little uncertainty there that I think makes both investors and employers sponsoring 401ks a little uneasy. So we are seeing a pickup in interest in stable value from a sponsor level and also from a participant level.
And that means that more of my audience is going to have a choice to make when it comes to stable value funds. So this has been good because it's going to serve them well when that decision time comes. Gina Mitchell, president of the Stable Value Association, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we have just hit the halfway pole on the Friday edition of the show. That means we've got a lot more to go. By the way, before we get there, remember, stablevalue.org on Twitter, @StableValue, if you want more information. But now, stick around, because we're going to be talking survey research next, and then the Money Life Market Call. Oh, yeah, we're living the money life. And we'll be right back to it in a moment.